Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Where were you in her selection order? That's a serious question, and it's one that I have had to seriously think about over the past few days as some more pieces of information about how women operate and how women are treating men in this current and gender-related environment, and how they've come to, how it comes to change things. Now, if you've been listening to my stuff long enough, you know that I talk about a woman. I never give her name, but I refer to her as Miss 2016. What the situation that happened with Miss 2016, and to review here, is that the place that she was working at and the place that I went into quite frequently were the same thing. And the place shut down for renovations, and I lost contact with her probably for about a month or two. I was going through a very personally difficult period in my life, and I wasn't thinking as clearly or as soundly as I'm thinking now. And I made the mistake of building this woman up in my head. And I mean, if you've gone through some of my old stuff, you will find that I have actually got a video on this, actually a whole series of videos on this. But one of the things I talk about in there is do not build her up in your head. And that's what I did with this woman. I built her up in my head. And she became number one for me. Her approval, her being with her, I won't say it was the paramount and most important thing in my life, but I mean, I was, to a certain degree, I was using it to distract from a lot of the other stuff that I was going through. What happened was, is that, and this is something that's really, that was tough for me to accept at the time. And I mean, over the years, I've come to terms with it, is that where I was with her, even though she had passed a couple of shit tests with me, which indicated that I was getting strong IOIs. That's all I'm going to say about it. And yes, that is a PUA term. And yes, I am a MGTOW, but it still applies. The whole situation devolved down to the fact that, I mean, because of the absence, and because I hadn't sealed the deal, and because I hadn't gotten any other contact information about her, that I was forced to send her a Facebook friend request, which she not only turned down, but effectively went, fuck you, to me. Which, ultimately, in the end, is why you're even listening to this particular video in the first place. Had she not done that, who knows how long it would have been before I actually got around to making podcasts and content like this. It could have been a couple more years. It might have never happened. Bottom line was, is that was the event that got me to where I am now and to why you were actually listening to what I have to say on this issue. When I talk about this issue, though, and it's like there's been a couple of pieces of information that have crossed me, this sort of kind of confirmed stuff that I already knew, was over the summer of 2016, I saw her with at least two other guys besides the tatted up dude bro that she had dumped me with, which meant that I was maybe what, number four? If there was another guy in there, possibly even number five on the list, which meant that it was going to be very easy for her to do what she did to me when she sent that friend request. Because in all honesty, I wasn't that important to her, right? I was eminently replaceable. I was not really on her radar, even though there was definitely attraction there on both our ends. And yes, but I'm going to keep emphasizing this. I had taken the IOIs to confirm this. Ultimately, because of what had occurred, she thought so little of me, or my presence with her meant so little to her, that she pretty much decided that a fuck you response to a friend request was going to be okay. And it wasn't. And at the time, it stung. And at the time, it hurt. In the end, it ended up being a blessing in disguise with me. Because, again, you're actually listening to this particular video right now, which means that, and this video might not even have had occurred if this had happened. You've got a couple of choices in this situation, because I'm going to have to assume that you're either red pill aware or you have taken the red pill already. Now, the red pill is a metaphor. It is a set of information that all makes you that changes your awareness and makes you aware of options that you didn't know that you had before. The red pill gives you freedom. The red pill is also fire. It can alter you in ways that make you that it can change you profoundly. That's what the red pill is. I'm familiar with some of the people. I'm aware that the PUA community has, to a certain degree, rebranded itself as the Red Pill, but the Red Pill is more than just the PUA community. But getting back to the point, bottom line is that was my full-blown Red Pill moment. In the end, it ended up changing me into the person that I am today. The lesson that I think needs to be found out by guys who are still struggling with this issue is, and this is going to be a very hard question for some of you to answer, honestly. Where do you think you stand in her pecking order? Because in this current environment, most women have a pecking order, and she will move to the ends of the earth to be with the guy at the top of that pecking order. There are certain things that she will do with the guy who is her most favorite that she won't do with a guy who's number two or number three or number four. And trust me on this, I have had lots of experience being the number two guy. And I can tell you, man, there are things that she just will not do for you that she will do for her main guy. And I'm speaking from direct experience here. If you are not the number one guy, why are you settling for being second best? Why are you settling for number two? Why are you hanging around? Why are you waiting for her? You go in, you have your fun, you sleep with her, you have your fun with her, and then you leave. You don't wait around for her to decide that, well, maybe I will leave the guy and go with her, because there's a lot of guys out there that do that, and they just, and I've heard stories, multiple stories from guys who have waited around as a woman that they wanted to be with, and by the way, suffering in the friend zone. And this woman will go to guy, to guy, to guy, to guy. And yeah, eventually maybe she figures it out and he gets her in the end, in her 30s. And I mean, I hate saying this in this particular way, dried up, used up, limited fertility, looks are starting to go. Yeah, then she figures out that you're the guy. Then you get her. Congratulations. You missed her in her prime. You have to deal with her baby rabies. You got to deal with all of her fucking baggage. There's a lot of stuff you got to deal with. So, man, if you're somebody's number two, why are you the number two? And this is a tough question to ask and be answerable to, and be willing to be honest with yourself and understand that being in the friend zone as the number two guy, even if you're the number two guy and you're getting someone, she's cheating. By the way, if you're the number two guy and she's cheating on him, the number one guy, with you, And this is something else that gets thrown around the manosphere quite a bit. What's to say that she won't do that same thing to you if you become the number one guy? Just got to throw that in there. Ultimately, where are you on the pecking order? Anything other than number one? Even at number one, she's not yours. It's just your turn. But I mean, as number two or number three or number four, like, do you want to wait around? Is it worth the wait? Is it worth the aggravation? Is it worth the frustration? When you can go as the number two and go live your life, considering how she's treating the number one guy, especially, again, if you're just the number two guy and you're the only other guy in there, but I mean, it's like, if she's really decent looking, you're probably number two of five or four. So there's other guys out there, too, that are all vying for her attention, not just you. What are you doing? What are you waiting around for her for? Go live your life. Enjoy your life. Take vacations. Have fun. Play games. Go if you're not MGTOW. And even if you are MGTOW, go out, meet other women. Enjoy yourself. Have sex with somebody else. Because, again, even if you're the number two guy, and even if you are getting it from her, there's nothing that's going to stop her from doing what she's doing to that guy, to you, even if you do somehow end up with her. And remember, at number two, and number three, at number four, you're disposable. At a heartbeat, she can think so little of you, especially if she's got a handful waiting in the wings. She will have very little hesitation or repercussion about handing you your walking papers and not even batting an eyelash to do it. Yeah, I have to tell you this. The red pill is freedom. The red pill is knowledge. The red pill is power. But the red pill can be a bitter pill to swallow. It can get stuck in your throat. This is one of those issues that you have to seriously think about. Do you want to continue to be the number two guy? Like, I was a number two guy so often in my life that I actually started to lose faith in how women treated the men around them and how I regarded other women. And trust me, I've been the number two guy enough times to know that even some of the most, even women that are supposedly the most loyal in the world, but as the other guy, you're stuck waiting on the sidelines. You're left at her whim. You're giving your power away to her by being the other guy, or the number three guy, or the number four. By the way, man, if you're in a long production line with a woman, like, yeah, just get the fuck out. Walk away now. Go live your life. Go get something in your life. Don't put your happiness or your future at the feet of a woman who is regarding you as number two. Just remember, guys, or go MGTOW. MGTOW is freedom, and you won't have to worry about it anymore. This is Naroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.